This is Atlantic City.
Atlantic City was kind of America on steroids.
I didn't run for mayor of Atlantic City. I ran for governor of New Jersey.
I've been able to call Atlantic City my Miss America home.
This is the Atlantic City story.
From the press of Atlantic City Newsroom, this is the Atlantic City story. I'm Aaron Serpico.
And I'm David Danzis.
This week has been an eventful one for the city, and David, you actually went to New York City to an important announcement in the city. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. So yesterday I was in Times Square in New York, where officials from Hard Rock officially announced the opening date of the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City. In case you hadn't heard yet, the big news is the opening date will be June 28th. So Hard Rock really pulled out all the stops for this announcement. This was a tri-city press conference.
Right. So not only were they in New York City, but they're also in Atlantic City with a stream and in Philadelphia at a Hard Rock Cafe.
Right. And apparently they had dignitaries at both locations, including Miss America here in Atlantic City. But back in New York, it was quite the scene. There was probably 50 media members there for the announcement. I've never been to a press conference where a live band has precluded the press conference. That was pretty cool.
Well, it's funny because they did that before the announcement of the property as well. They did that in Atlantic City. They had a live band. Yeah, I believe it was a Bruce Springsteen tribute band. I wasn't there, but that's what I hear from my colleagues.
All right. So this is, I guess, kind of sticking in line with Hard Rock's MO.
Definitely part of the brand.
But they had all the key players there. So you had Jim Allen, who is the chairman of Hard Rock International. He's also the CEO of Seminole Gaming. You had Matt Harkness, who is the Atlantic City property president, Joe Gingoli, who's the lead developer and also one of the property principals, Jack Morris, another one of the investors, and Bernie Dillon, a well-known name here in Atlantic City because of his involvement with boxing and MMA. So it was quite a star-studded group up there on the stage yesterday making this big announcement for Hard Rock.
What was kind of the takeaway from, I mean, you were there in person, so obviously they were streaming it to the other cities and everything, but what was the takeaway from, you know, why they had it in that location and, you know, what's the caliber of the meaning of this for the city and for the property? What was kind of your thoughts on that?
So the big thing that stood out to me yesterday was Jim Allen stood up there and took questions from the media, and there wasn't a whole lot of questions about gaming and casinos, and there wasn't a whole lot of discussion about it either, which I think maybe sort of is answers your question as to why it was in New York as opposed to being maybe here in Atlantic City. They made a point to emphasize the fact that this would be an entertainment destination as well as a casino, as opposed to sort of being a casino that just happened to have live entertainment. So I think that that's an important distinction that they're already trying to make in the market, and I think that that's the niche that they're going for, is they're a destination where you can come and see a live show or a comedy act, and while you're here, there's a gaming floor available as well.
Right, and we've heard that so many times, specifically on this podcast, too, from different people talking about, you know, how can you market yourself differently to stand out in Atlantic City? Like, you're amongst other casinos that can all offer the same thing, but what are you going to do to kind of stand out and do something different? So, I mean, the fact that, how many shows did they announce yesterday? Like, they already announced a bunch of acts.
A huge lineup. So they have 60 confirmed booked acts ready to go. Tickets are already on sale. Including some names like Kid Rock and Rascal Flatts, Toby Keith, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. So they were really trying to appeal to a broad audience. And then Jim Allen also said that the goal was to have 300 nights of live entertainment in the first year. A very lofty goal and something that they several times mentioned had never been done in Atlantic City before.
Wow. Yeah. And I mean, a lot of these acts, they're already on sale also. Or actually, I guess they go on sale tomorrow or this week at some point.
Correct. Tomorrow.
So by the time you're listening to this podcast, they should be on sale already.
So you should be able to get those last minute tickets for Counting Crows, which are 25 years, in case anybody's wondering.
It's a bit of a, it's ahead of the game. And I think that's what you need to do to get the people, you know, to come out there and get excited about it.
Sure. And I just want to add one more thing. I mean, I think the fact that they're sort of taking a different approach to entering the casino industry is exactly what's needed to make sure that the market can handle the addition of Hard Rock and the anticipated opening of Ocean Resort Casino as well. Competition is the key to capitalism, right? So having a different option in the casino market, I think, is only going to be good for the city.
Right. I mean, like we were saying, like, it's not as if they won't offer gaming. I mean, they detailed their plans for gaming, you know, 120 table games, 2,000 plus slots, and a huge casino floor. So, you know, that will be offered. But I mean, like you're saying about competition, it's going to be, they're going to have to keep up with a lot of properties in Atlantic City, including one that hasn't even opened yet.
Right.
I mean, we've talked about that, but have we heard an opening date for Ocean Resort Casino?
So we haven't, and it's been pretty mum over there. Recently, we've made some contacts with their PR people, and they're getting their executive team in place, and all indications are that they're moving full steam ahead. They're just doing it much more quietly than Hard Rock is.
Definitely a different approach than Hard Rock.
Sure.
You know, speaking of Hard Rock's leadership, you had a chance to sit down with Jim Allen, the chairman of Hard Rock International, in New York City, about the announcement and kind of what it means to the city. So in a minute, you'll hear about his interview with Jim Allen. You'll get to hear them talk.
David Danzis from the Press of Atlantic City, and I'm here with Jim Allen, chairman of Hard Rock International, where we just announced the opening date for the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City. It'll be June 28th. Jim, tell me a little bit about how excited you are to make this announcement.
Since the day we announced the purchase of it, we certainly were looking forward to letting the general public know that we're going to live up to our commitments. And summer of 2018, we said we would do it, and obviously now we're committed to it.
Feel like a little bit of a weight's lifted off your shoulders now that you made the announcement, or do you feel like the hard work's still in front of you?
The hard work is definitely still in front of us. You know, a lot of the work is behind us, but this now gives us the ability to obviously start taking reservations, selling concert tickets, all those things. And frankly, we are shocked at what's happened in the last 2 hours. I mean, the phones have literally lit up. Pretty amazing what's happened literally since we announced at 11 o'clock.
I lied to you. I'm going to ask you one more question.
No problem.
How excited are you about that lineup that you announced? Some big names there?
We think it's a great start. I think it demonstrates our commitment that we are about entertainment, not just about casino. But certainly we look forward to continuing to book more acts and even larger acts. There's some amazing acts on that list, but certainly I think the best is yet to come.
Thank you so much.
Also this week in Atlantic City, a topic that we've been very uncertain about and kind of hearing bits and drabs here and there about developments, we heard kind of a more certain development this week, which is about Miss America in Atlantic City. So we're hearing that it will be coming back and the contract has been signed.
So on Tuesday, the Casino Reinvestment Development Authority approved the final year of a 3-year contract to bring Miss America to the city for 2019. They approved funding for $4.3 million. The deal had been very much up in the air and very much uncertain. there was a scandal that rocked Miss America last year. I wasn't here at the paper when that happened, but you were, and certainly that was a big story when it happened and led to the uncertainty.
Right. And we've discussed it at length on this podcast, too. And I know another reporter who was on our Miss America team, Lauren Carroll, came on the podcast to discuss it with us as well. But it was quite a shakeup. And I think it was December when this news broke. It was right around Christmas time when emails had been surfaced and shown in a Huffington Post article showing, you know, crude language, horrible conversations about among board members about the women who were involved, talking about, you know, contestants' weight, their appearances, their, you know, sexual history, like really kind of horrible emails that surfaced that kind of made people question the leadership there. And, you know, after that news broke, we heard a lot of resignations, and it really did cause a so-called shakeup in the leadership. And they announced recently that Gretchen Carlson would be taking over. So now that we're seeing these changes, I think among all of that, we were thinking, well, what's happening to the pageant?
Right.
Because among the shakeup, it included Dick Clark Productions severing its tie with the competition. So that would, you know, eliminate the production side of the competition.
Right. And there's still, I guess, the two big lingering questions are Dick Clark really wasn't discussed at CRETA on Tuesday. It was said that the agreement with the Miss America organization and with Dick Clark Productions was satisfied because of the funding, but there was no mention of what Dick Clark Productions' role was going forward. And the second big thing was, when's this happening? When's the date?
Right.
Still no news on that either.
So we haven't heard a date for the competition.
We have not.
And that's an important thing because, I mean, I think right around this time is when the state competitions start to move forward. So,
right.
You know, Miss New Jersey will be crowned soon. I'm sure other states will be crowned soon. So, you know, what's that gap going to look like for them? And, you know, it's just interesting because after this whole scandal erupted, everybody seemed to have kind of a different idea of what CREDA should do in the situation.
Well, I was going to ask you, I mean, what was the reaction from the city officials when that happened? Because it certainly seemed, or the impression that I got on Tuesday was that some had viewed this as maybe an opportunity to sever ties with the pageant.
Absolutely. Yeah, that absolutely was brought up when the scandal kind of broke. You know, I think a lot of people were questioning the leadership and, you know, the people behind this, what had happened and what was leaked. But, you know, a lot of people also saw it as on the organization. Like, it's not personal, but it's on the organization. Like, we don't need to continue this where we're giving them money and giving a subsidy for it to operate when it's not really holding up to, I think as Mayor Gilliam put it at the one point, when it's not holding up to their end of the bargain. With a change in leadership, and I know Gretchen Carlson has made it known that there will be more changes coming, and we've been hearing about, you know, like I said, nothing really too specific, but changes coming to not only the leadership, but the way that the competition operates. So maybe that will change the way it serves Atlantic City, because it does have a pretty grand history here.
So speaking of change, you've almost laid out a perfect segue to the next big Atlantic City news that happened recently. And that was the announcement by Governor Phil Murphy that the city's designee, former U.S. Senator Jeff Chiesa, would be leaving his role within 30 days. You've been involved in this a lot longer than I have. What has Chiesa done since he's been here in the year 14 months, I guess, or so that he's been involved with Atlantic City?
Well, you know, I think this is something that we had been expecting, honestly. You know, we talked at length when Phil Murphy had been inaugurated, thinking like, well, what's going to change in terms of the state takeover, right? Because part of his platform was that he wanted to end it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we hear that, I mean, the way Phil Murphy put it in the press release, it says reduce the outsourcing of certain Atlantic City operations, kind of reading the fine print.
Real nice political speak there.
Right. I mean, reading the fine print, you see that he really just wants to get rid of the state designee. I think it leaves a lot of unanswered questions because while the state designee, he was kind of appointed by the director, which is Tim Cunningham, he's still going to be in charge, according to the Department of Community Affairs.
And from what I've heard from a few sources as well, there's another player behind the scenes that doesn't get talked about nearly as much as Chiesa or Cunningham, and that's Jim Johnson, who was Phil Murphy's Democratic opponent in the gubernatorial election last year. But
right.
Murphy appointed him to be special counsel to review the takeover and provide recommendations, and gave him a time limit of 60 days when he made that appointment in February. So from everything that I've heard, Johnson should be releasing those recommendations and that report fairly close to the 60-day deadline, if not, you know, 10 days or 15 days after that. But we should be seeing the Johnson report sometime soon. And that'll give a clearer picture of what the state's role is going to be in the city going forward. I also wonder, in terms of timing, of whether Johnson's report will come out either before or after the city's budget is introduced,
mm-hmm.
right? Because here it is almost the end of April. There still hasn't been a 2018 municipal budget for the city of Atlantic City. Should be coming shortly. You know, Tim Cunningham and his team is working with Mayor Frank Gilliam on that. Just as far as timing, it'll be interesting to see if Johnson waits until that budget is introduced to issue his report, or if it comes out before that.
Make sure you're staying with the Press of Atlantic City for these stories and more.